What is up, everyone? It's Robbie Town Fitness back with another podcast today. And, well, I thought this would be a good time to do one because, as you know, probably from the first one, we talked about how life's really shit. And sometimes even I, like the founder and owner of Robbie Town Fitness, needs a bit of a pep talk now and then. So one of the biggest inspirations is my pops, my dad. I call him Pops. So for future reference, if I call him out and go, my pops, or pops did this, pops did that, it's my dad. So he's a big motivation in my life. I like to inspire to be like, to think like him, to do what he does, but even better. My dad's got a lot of potential, but he doesn't want to be a millionaire. That he stated that today. He doesn't thrive to get there. He thrives to just have a good life. So, which is pretty cool. Me, on the other hand, I want to be successful and I want to take this company to the next level where everybody around the world knows it internationally. And I want it to be a worldwide thing. So, it does need to involve money and will make money as a byproduct. But to get there, I need to work. And my dad kind of put a couple of points out which were very, very, very clear and very relatable, where I could literally just take my time and actually put dedication to the work, eat shit for 6 months. I know it sounds like a real, like, in my mindset, I'm like, 6 months, really? Damn. It's a long time. It's a long time. But sometimes it can actually go pretty quick. So, yeah. Excuse me, I'm just slurping on a cup of tea. Cup of tea, one of my favourite drinks ever. That and coffee and water. I love water. Juice as well to flavour it sometimes, because water can be boring a little sometimes. But sometimes I can absolutely adore water. Anyway, off topic. So, basically, what we're getting from this today is the fact that we need to eat shit, but we need to be sensible what we do and take advantage of time that we've got. So I know that at work, that where I am at the moment, I'm working as a part-time photographer, graphic designer, and I know that I can work on my own stuff as well in the same time. So, and I need to, he made a point of, in the office, I was talking to colleagues and we played like the game, would you rather? Instead of doing that, I could be fucking doing something with my create, like, something creative. And it's something that, you know, I need to learn on. Like, boredom, I need to make into productive time. It needs to be productive time. So I need to execute and actually make something of what I've been doing and my time. So, yeah. If these things don't come clear, you can always comment in the comment section or drop me a message. Go, whoa, what was that podcast about? It's like all over the place, but it's real. It's how I feel and how Robbie Turk Fitness wants to portray and give out information. So it's literally just documenting everything that we do at Robbie Turk Fitness. And we know that today we've taken something on board and we still want to grow this team bigger and bigger. So if you're a new listener, make sure to check out the two first ones that we did. And yeah, get on board, Robbie Turk Fitness. Stay motivated, be humble, be proud. Said that the wrong way around. Our slogan is be proud, be humble. But yeah, what I took from today's conversation is use your time wisely to make a better tomorrow and understand that sometimes when you're bored, that is the perfect time to be productive. So yeah, don't waste your time. And that's what I spoke to my dad about. And we spoke about location as well. Locating, but we'll go on a different topic. We'll go on that at a different time, but to do with location. But there's some things I want to like kind of put across myself with that as well. My dad isn't right about everything. I've got to say that because, well, I don't want to be my dad. I want to be like my dad, but my version, a better version. Because, yeah, I'm going to say it out straight. My dad ain't good at saving. He isn't good at all. He's really bad. But yeah, I'm taking that trait on at the moment, and it's not good. Oh, we just got a notification through Instagram. What is it? Oh, one of our people that we follow has just posted. Courtney King, check her out. She's awesome. Shout out. She probably doesn't listen to podcasts, but yeah, shout out. She's good, great motivation. Check out on Instagram. Fitness orientated, brilliant. But yeah, we need to pull some strings and start applying the doer episode into this as well. So use time wisely and be a doer in your board time. So always be a doer, 100% all time. So yeah, that is it for Robert Tapp Fitness Podcast for today. It has been a pleasure. It has been a bit of a serious one, but we've been thinking serious today. So yeah, we have some serious ones. We have some fun ones. We can talk about anything you want. If you want me to talk about something in the future, don't forget to drop me a DM or anything like that, or suggestion into any of the social medias. You know where we're at. Instagram, Facebook, anything like that. Just drop a message. But anyway, thank you for watching. Keep drinking tea, because I love tea. I'm British, but it's something that I do take. Originally, it's from India. So I can't say it's British, but very British orientated. But anyway, thank you ever so much for everyone for listening. It's been a pleasure, and I will check in next time. So, thank you everyone. Remember, be proud, be humble. Robbie Tapp Fitness, signing out. If I can get the code on my phone. Anyway, check in next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.